USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The red state, blue state debate took place last night on Fox News. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis and California Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom were clearly polar opposites on how the country should move forward. This was a great display of democracy and how politics should work in this great nation. Fighting has resumed in Gaza early this morning after Hamas and Israel failed to announce an agreement on extending the ceasefire before it expired. Israel claims Hamas fired rockets into unoccupied Israeli territory, prompting the IDF to resume the extraction of Hamas terrorists from the Gaza Strip. The renewed fighting comes after a 7-day pause. In that window of time, Hamas released roughly 100 hostages, including two Americans, and Israel released 240 Palestinians from Israeli jails. Israel also allowed more aid trucks into Gaza to help address the humanitarian crisis. The Sarasota Police Department is investigating a sexual battery allegation against Florida GOP Chair Christian Ziegler. The detective's report says that the individual reported being sexually battered at home in Sarasota on October 2nd. The Sarasota Police Department records indicate that the case is an active criminal investigation. Ziegler's attorney, Derek Byrd, said he's confident his client will be completely exonerated and said he's been fully cooperative with every request made by the Sarasota Police Department. House Speaker Mike Johnson will receive an award for the Zionist Organization of America in recognition for his defense of Israel. The event will take place Sunday at the Marriott Hotel in New York City. Speaker Johnson, a Louisiana Republican, will receive the Dr. Miriam and Sheldon Adelson Defense of Israel Award. Thanks for listening, my friend. We are USA News.
Every day, our brave military men and women, along with their families, make tremendous sacrifices for our freedom. Patriotic Hearts, a nonprofit organization, is dedicated to supporting these heroes and their families in their times of need. By donating your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts, you'll be supporting job transition and job fair programs, veteran entrepreneurship, counseling, and retreats for combat veterans and their spouses. Call 800-804-7211. You'll receive a tax deduction, and we'll arrange a free pickup at your convenience. Imagine the difference you can make in the lives of those who have given so much for our country. Your car donation will directly impact military families, veterans, providing them with the support they desperately need. Call 800-804-7211. You can become a part of something bigger. Join us in our mission to uplift and honor our military community. Call 800-804-7211 to donate your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts.
A New York appeals court has once again silenced presidential candidate Donald Trump in his civil trial. Trump and his legal team are once again restricted from making public comments about the courtroom and their behavior. The order was temporarily lifted 2 weeks ago by an appellate judge. The Environmental Protection Agency's proposed lead and copper rule mandates utilities to replace lead drinking water pipes within a decade. The requirement applies regardless of the recorded lead levels in water samples. The EPA says this is to prevent future public health crises similar to the one in Flint, Michigan that happened in 2014. Mark Zuckerberg's social media conglomerate Meta revealed yesterday that an individual in China created thousands of fake social media accounts designed to masquerade as Americans.
The intention was to disseminate divisive political content seemingly aimed to divide Americans ahead of next year's elections. The tech company, overseeing platforms such as Facebook and Instagram, successfully identified and eradicated this network comprising nearly 4,800 fake accounts. These accounts utilized fake photos, names, and locations, presenting themselves as typical American Facebook users expressing opinions on political matters. I'm John Schaefer.
Today is officially National Christmas Lights Day. It's time to get them up. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.